Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
It's a Reaction Monday, powered by Superbook Sports. Here's Schlereth and Evans on Denver Sports Station, 1043 The Fan.
Melvin Gordon, straight ahead. Oh, the ball's out. Coming out of there with the football is Darius Slay. Slay on the move to the outside. Walker's in front of him. Slay all by himself down the field.
You know, as I see it, I see a guy trying to for the block. And then I'm just thinking, hey, man, maybe I can force the ball back inside and one of our guys will make the tackle.
That's your explanation, Teddy? That's the best you can come up with?
I was trying
to force the guy back inside. I was maintaining my edge.
Hey, he's 100% true. Force the guy back inside in hopes that someone else could make a tackle, because I'm certainly not making a tackle. I'm certainly not going to get... Boy, that was putrid. That was...
So what did you think?
That's disgusting.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Marshall.
Good morning.
What did you think of Teddy Bridgewater's business decision?
It's embarrassing. It's an embarrassing moment. Yeah, I'll go back to the Raiders game when Cortland Sutton made a business decision. It's not... Man, again, it goes to culture of your organization. Say whatever you want, but that's the crap that gets you fired. That's the crap that you play like that. You make those type of decisions. That's where you are right now. I mean, that's disgusting. Hey, listen, every one of us has had a bad play. Like, there's not one guy that's ever played that, hasn't had his ass whipped, hasn't maybe played up to his caliber. I'm guilty. I've had a bad game. Here and there. But that's pathetic.
Okay. I was curious what your response would be, since you are somebody who has admitted during your career, you would on interceptions, make sure you got yourself seen on film just long enough as you would veer out of bounds.
Well, come on, Mike. Part of that is being funny, right? Part of that is just being funny. But when a DB is 20 yards ahead of me racing down the field unimpeded, yeah, I'm not catching him. Right?
So, but if he's coming towards you.
Oh, no. If he's coming toward me, I'm always going to try to make a play. Always. But that.
What would have been acceptable? What kind of effort play by Bridgewater would have been acceptable? Now, remember, we live in a league where just a few weeks ago, Baker Mayfield attempted to make a tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up separating his shoulder, and you could argue he hasn't been the same quarterback since. So what would have been the acceptable play?
There's only one play that's acceptable, and that's throwing your body in there and trying to get on his legs and make a play, trying to tackle him. You can't stop and hold a lantern, shine light.
That was Newton-esque.
That was worse than Cam Newton holding a lantern.
Worse.
All right, dude, come on, seriously.
Just the mere fact that he even, tried to fool everybody with that little lean in, that little jab lean in, just that quick little lean in back. Looked like he was doing, what's the dance you do at the weddings, you know, where you're back
the
out.
The Macarena?
You're like, I don't know, or the electric slide,
electric
whatever.
Slide.
But he just kind of did that little,
back.
Just
can we get the electric slide?
Yeah. Back, you know?
If we put one of our listeners could put put that little move in and out.
I just keep doing it back and forth.
Yeah. Something good is going to happen.
Yeah.
See how it works? I mean, just get him back and forth in this with this video.
We laugh instead of crying, folks.
See how it works here?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
So, that play, do you lose a locker room? with that kind of a play.
I don't know that
do
you...
Do players... All we've heard all year. Teddy Bridgewater has aced the intangible test.
Yeah.
This guy is the consummate leader. The guy gets it.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to communicate with teammates. He knows how to lead. Whatever issues you may have with Teddy Bridgewater, the player, there is no denying what kind of leader he is.
Right.
Did he lose all that? Or most of it?
Yeah, that's a hard question to answer. I mean, I think that all those leadership and trust things, all those things, you don't lose them completely, but they are tarnished. You know, it's very much like your kids. It's when you lie to me, you know, then that's a problem. That's a bigger problem. You're going to be in more trouble for that than you will for the actual breaking of the rules type of thing. And, you know, when your intangibles are what got you this job, your leadership ability, your decision-making ability, all those things, and that comes into question. Like, you look at that, that is a decision-making, like, you chose not to lay it out for your football team. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. And then... You're the primary leader, and you're basically saying the tone has been set. Hey, man, I'm protecting my body. And that's just disappointing. When you get into the protection of the body realm, when you become an independent contractor, when you aren't going to lay it on the line, when other guys are, it's just unacceptable.
Hey, you have to understand the moment too. And this isn't your star quarterback. Who's just like, all right, we're up three touchdowns, we're down three touchdowns, whatever, and I'm just making a smart business decision. This is a play that is changing the game.
Mm-hmm.
This is a play that is changing your season.
Right.
That's why this is so egregious. Because this was a game-defining, season-defining, right? Are we all in agreement that by losing this game, you just blew whatever chance? I know you can look at the standings and they're only a game out of first place. But realistically, to win this division, you're going to have to get to a minimum of 10 wins, which means they have to win 5 of their last 7 games. 5 of those 7 are against division opponents. What? There is absolutely nothing that suggests that they're going to be able to put together a stretch of football like that, which makes what they blew yesterday
important. Here's when we get back. This is what I want to address, Mike. It's easy to pile on Teddy, and rightfully so. That play is egregious, any play you're going to see. But I think it's deeper.
You want to look at the real reasons they lost?
I think it's deeper.
All right. We'll do that. Coming up next, Denver Sports Station. 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
It is a Bronco Reaction Monday. Wow. Finally, it's about time. The morning show can be critical of the great Teddy Bridgewater. Took you guys too long. James Maryland and a big portion of us are getting a nice view on I Told You So Island. They stormed the island?
They did not storm the... Yeah, get out. Get out. You guys didn't think they'd... You guys, James Maryland thought they'd win 4 games.
So. Hey, look, if you can find anywhere where either one of us has said, to this point, I want Teddy Bridgewater to be the quarterback next year, good luck finding it.
Yeah.
Doesn't exist. So
if you think
step back,
hey, here's my point. If you think that Drew Lock's going to come in here and save this team and take him to the playoffs, you're dumber than I think you are. And I already think you're pretty dumb.
Oh, now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm supposed to be nice.
Let's not
that
be mean.
That was one of my be nice.
Be nice.
Damn, be nice.
Sorry, Benny. Benny? That's one.
Millennial Ben is demanding that we be nicer.
Yeah.
That you be nicer.
Put the list up. But I got one check mark in the naughty column. Santa's going to bring me some coal.
I have like a jar here.
Yeah, I mean, that was pathetic. But here's the deal. You know, whether it's Drew Lock, whether it's Brett Rypien, I'd rather see Brett Rypien get his opportunity, honestly. But regardless of who it is, look at where this organization is right now. I mean, look at it, Mike. You've had a non-competitive blowout to your number one rival, the Raiders. In your home stadium, they came in here and opened a can. Now, you scored a couple of courtesy touchdowns, but bottom line is you got blown out to your number one rival. What did I say after that game? They came in here like it was a rivalry. You played like you had dinner reservations. Then, with that taste in your mouth, that non-competitive blowout where – let's face it, Courtland Sutton decided to be a non-participant in a football play. So you had that, and then you backed it up on a Thursday night where you just got throttled. Now, you can make the excuse of, well, it was a 17-4. We only gave up 7. You can do the Vic Fangio excuse, and we only gave up 17 points. You got throttled. You gave up 140-plus yards rushing to the JV squad and let Case Keenum look like a franchise quarterback. And now this is the third game in this season in which you weren't competitive. Did you not know they run the zone read? Did you not know their quarterback was going to pull it and keep it? Did you not know that he was going to hand it off?
First play of the game.
He did one of those and gained 10 yards.
And right away in my notes, I went, well, zone read seemed unprepared. First play of the game.
Jordan Howard. Remember 14 years ago when Jordan Howard was it was literally, you remember 2018 when Jordan Howard was a thing? You know, he spent the first part of the season on practice squad. There's a Pro Bowl running back who, let's face it, in the eyes of the NFL, it was like, nobody really wants him. They picked him up as a security blanket on practice squad. He's like, this is 7 years.
Not the real squad. Not the real squad. No, we're talking about practice squad.
And you try to send him straight.
Not a real game.
Right.
Practice squad.
You, as a franchise, you try to send him straight to the Pro Bowl. You're like, hey, you know what? Just call him the altruistic Broncos. This guy hasn't been relevant in 6 years. You know what? Let's send him to the Pro Bowl. You're welcome. D'Ernest Johnson, come on down. Jordan Howard, come on down. You're going to be the next contestant on Who's Going to Throttle the Broncos?
Reaction on the text line. That play by Bridgewater disgusted me. I always make that tackle on Xbox. Paxton. Again, we laugh because otherwise the only other option is to cry.
So let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Is, you know, how things...
First of all, can I ask you real quick, that play, were you okay with going for it? Because at that moment, you would have, I'd say you would have kicked a 41-yard field goal.
Mm-hmm.
That is assuming that you don't get it blocked.
Right.
But that would have made it 20-16 at the end of three quarters. It was fourth and one.
Yeah.
Do you agree with the decision to go for it?
Yeah, they picked it up. He had it. He had the first down.
Right.
I agree with the decision to go for it with Javonte Williams. Although okay. He put one on the ground at the end of that game in against Washington, against Wooft. But yeah, I'm fine with the decision to go for it, Mike. I'm fine with it. Obviously, you got to secure the ball. Now that's two critical fumbles in two critical situations for Melvin Gordon.
Sorry, Stink. You had your lips stuck to Teddy's butt, and many of us said he's not the guy, and guess what? He's not. Consider the island stormed.
All right, so first off,
those beaches will be open for this weekend.
The island is not stormed. Secondly,
the island is impenetrable.
Secondly, I mean, yeah, I got my partner, Mike. Now, normally, Mike is trying to side with you guys because he wants to, you know, he wants an invitation to the island. I let him on occasionally.
Yeah, occasionally.
But he just wants to live there full time. I'm like, dude, you're not living with me. We're not picking up
cars. I got like a little cabana. I'm like the Cato Caitlin of... Yeah. I told you so.
You're like the kid at Thanksgiving table. You are at the kids table. Proud member of the kids table. But the bottom line is this. You find me one time where I said Teddy Bridgewater is the future of this franchise. You won't find it.
Yeah.
I've never said it.
Nope.
I told you he is not the future. He's not the quarterback. I don't believe he's the quarterback next year. Just because he has played well. That's a horrible, inexcusable play that he made. But again, it's not so much, hey man, I'm all Teddy Bridgewater or bust. You don't have an answer what's your answer? And I know that some of you are on the James Merrillat Pied Piper of Drew Locke, but if you think Drew Locke is the answer, am I opposed to Drew Locke getting an opportunity? No, because this team's not going anywhere. Yeah, they're 5-5. This is, you know what? This is the largest one game gap in history.
Right. It's only a game.
It's a game, and it may as well be 7.
They're only one loss back in the loss column.
I know, your loss column.
You know how I love that loss column.
You love the loss column.
Coming up, we've got the Morning Brew. We'll hear from Teddy Bridgewater, Vic Fangio. And the boogeyman is back. Like every good horror villain, just when you think he's dead, he's back. That's next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are going to get weird.
You're going to eat like me, and you're going
to crap. Okay, this guy needs craft being cooler. Stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino.
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
All right, I see a guy trying to... For the block, and then I'm just thinking, hey man, maybe I could force the ball back inside, and one of our guys will make the tackle.
You what?
Teddy, come on, man. No, nobody's buying that one. Nobody's buying that explanation.
Okay, I had that question, and then, you know, you had a question, and your question trumped my question, and then I forgot about my question, but I just remembered my question. This goes all the way back to the last segment. Okay? My question is this. You're advising Teddy Bridgewater. You are PR, let's call you PR Mike.
Okay.
You come up to him and say, hey, do you watch that play on film? How do you address it?
Yeah, what's your explanation going to be about that play? Let's go over that.
Yeah. Hindsight being 2020, what do you say?
I should have made a better effort.
You just have to own it.
You got to own it. Just own it.
To say, man, I looked at this tape and that's embarrassing.
Yeah, that'll never happen again.
I let my whole team down.
Right.
I let the whole fan base down.
Right. But to have that as your explanation, well, I was using the sideline as a barrier, and I was looking to set the edge and force the guy back towards the middle where he'd be tackled. Come on.
You just got to come on.
You tapped out.
You have got to fall on the sword.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay, so... Moving forward, okay, it's clear that for a good chunk of Broncos country out there, that play lost. They just said, "Up, that's it."
Right.
Wipe their hands of Teddy Bridgewater. We're done.
Right.
He lost them. Yeah. What about the team?
I mean, you know, the locker room is a very forgiving place, and everybody has a play or two that they look at and go, man, you know, my effort wasn't what it needed to be.
If he owns it in front of
him. If he owns it. You got to own it. I mean, and I just think you need to come out and own it to your fan base. I do. But as long as you own it to the team, they'll be okay. It just is, it's just disappointing. And it, again, to me, it goes to a bigger, goes to a bigger issue over there. This goes to an overall cultural, not ready to play. I mean, how many blowouts has Vic Fangio coached where they've just gotten, where they've been, how many non-competitive in his 2.5 seasons here? How many non-competitive games?
Well, it's not only the non-competitive losses. How about this stat? 1-4 after 10-point wins. After a 10-point win, and there have actually been 5 of them. They're 1-4 after those 10-point wins.
Oh, boy.
Here come the nicknames. Forget about Teddy Two Gloves. Now it's Tap Out Teddy. Okay, thank you, Texter.
Should be Teddy Two Hand Touch, but he didn't even two-hand touch.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Well, it's a distraction. I mean, there's no two ways about that. We went from 9 weeks of basically, you know, being back to normal, then all of a sudden we were back into last year's mode. So it is a distraction, but that's what this league is, full of distractions, and you've got to overcome them.
Okay, I can't believe I'm about to ask this question. But after a game in which the Broncos had first and goal at the 4, first and goal at the 10, first and goal at the 10, and came away with a combined 6 points out of those 3 first and goals, did they miss Pat Shurmur yesterday?
Gosh. No, that was isn't that Pat Shurmur's game plan? I'm sure he came up with it over Zoom and everything else. He was quarantined, but yeah, it's just as bad. It's just the whole thing is bad, Mike. I feel poorly right now. I feel poorly for the fan base. In a year where, come on, the Chargers are rolling over right now.
Charger gonna charger.
The Raiders have just pulled the plug.
Raiders gonna Raider. Speaking of which, next on the Morning Brew.
I mean, it speaks volumes to this team and, like, how much heart and determination that we have.
Phenomena. Phenomena.
Well.
Phenomena.
Hold on. Turn it up. No. We deserve the full song.
Because I told you so, Island.
That was fun while it lasted.
Right.
Being able to, you know, tap dance on the grave of the Chiefs. And
do you remember when the Chiefs were no good anymore? When
have fun.
Mahomes was a bust.
Calling them washed up. All tongue-in-cheek, by the way. But
5 touchdowns he threw yesterday. By the way, Mike, I mean, they're 6-4. The Broncos are 5-5. And from where the Broncos sit, they can't even see the Chiefs.
That's the thing. Up until last night, the Chiefs have been crap. They've been bad.
Mm-hmm.
They have looked bad. They have looked poorly coached. They have looked... Patrick Mahomes has not looked anywhere near like himself. And they're in first place right now. Jeez.
Gosh.
I mean, you know what? I'm starting to think that while they were
struggling... That's right, it stinks.
While they were struggling... And everyone was throwing dirt on their coffin. I guarantee you, within the walls of that locker room, they had conversations that went something like this. Yeah, it's not going well, but who's going to beat us in this division? The Chargers? Please. The Raiders?
Right.
Come on. The Broncos? Are you serious? We'll figure it out. No rush. Long season.
Yeah.
We'll just kind of take our time, work this out, and then we'll be ready to go when it matters.
They're six and four right now. You know they're going to be at some point. They'll be 10-4. Right? I mean, isn't that the way it goes with the Chiefs? They're just going to go on a run. They're going to win the next four games. And they'll be 10-4, and all will be, you know, right in Chiefs land. And meanwhile, we'll just be like,
pit of misery.
Yeah. Pit of despair.
Next on the Morning Brew.
We've held, I think on the season, now nine teams under 100 points. To hold these guys to 95, 43 from the field. The three-point defense, I think, has been a big part of that. We're one of the better three-point defensive teams. And we get in trouble with the paint at times. But tonight, we took away the three and took away the paint.
Well, Michael Malone's Nuggets, after losing those two bad games on the road at Memphis, have come home and felt the Ball Arena love as they've won five in a row, all on home court. Last night destroying Portland 124-95. And for all the angst surrounding this team early on, Mark, you look up 9-4 and leading the division.
How about that? So maybe Michael Malone knew what he was doing when he criticized his team for a lack of effort.
Seems to me I remember people on this show saying, hey, maybe give him the benefit of the doubt that he knows his team better than anybody else and he knows what buttons he can push and not push.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Nuggets right now are third in the Western Conference. Despite everything they've gone through, they are third in the Western Conference. Not bad. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Ah, what rays of sunshine! DenverFan.com's James Marillette is presented by Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room, and I think that this is the appropriate time to tell you and remind you and tell everybody that Peyton Manning had nine tackles during his NFL career.
Yeah, you know, and Teddy Bridgewater should have had one more yesterday, right? Or at least made the effort. I wrote about it at DenverFan.com. To me, that play is one that I don't know that he's going to be able to overcome that image here in Broncos country. I think people are going to forever remember the fact that he just tapped out on the play that turned the game. I mean, it's 20-13, final play of the third quarter. If you get a stop there at midfield, you're still in the game. If Slay scores, it's basically over. And he just quit. He tapped out. He didn't even make an effort. And people in this town will forgive a lot of different things. But if you don't show any heart, if you're like Kyle Orton or you're like what you saw yesterday from Teddy Bridgewater, they're going to be out. And I think Broncos country is going to turn and turn quickly on Teddy Bridgewater.
So where do we go from here?
Well, I've been saying it for weeks. I don't think it makes any sense to continue to play him. I mean, the whole argument back in training camp when we were all going round and round and round was he gives you the best chance to win. And my question was always, win what? And here they are at 5-5, right on pace to finish, you know, 8-9, 9-8, which is NFL purgatory. And I think that's just the worst case scenario. So for me, I think you come back from the bye and you go with Drew Lock and you see what you got in the last seven games. I don't know that it can hurt. I mean, maybe you lose more games, but at this point, is that really a bad thing? I think you have to find out, you know, once and for all what you have in Drew Lock. I think we all know, but we know Teddy Bridgewater's not the long-term answer. We know he's not going to be here next year, and I think yesterday he pretty much solidified that fact.
James, come on. You know what the thinking is over there. Come on now. They're 5-5. It doesn't look good. It's a bad loss, but they're only a game out of first place, and five of their last seven are against division opponents. They'll argue, and they'll rationalize this by saying our whole season is still in front of us.
I know they will. You're 100% right. But I can look at the seven games after the bye and say, other than the Lions, find me the game that you're sure they're going to win, right? Like the Bengals have kind of come back to earth, so that game here, maybe. But the Bengals are probably better than Philly. And Philly just came in here and dominated them. So I could very easily see them going 1-6 after the bye. They're not in it. They're fooling themselves. They continue to be delusional. They've been delusional over there for 6 years now, thinking they're in it and that they're a contender when they're not. And here's what's most frustrating about yesterday. It was the same old, same old. It's like Groundhog Day, right? If Sonny and Cher played I Got You, Babe before kickoff of every game, it'd be exactly that because it's bad special teams play. It's a defense that can't get off the field. It's an offense that can't put up very many points. They don't stick with the running game. It's just the same old, same old. And we come on a Monday and talk about how the Broncos got embarrassed. How many times do you have to get embarrassed before you finally do something about it and make a change? It's just the same thing week after week after week. So they think they're a contender at 5-5, like Indianapolis is. They're totally delusional.
Here's the thing. Like, I can sit there and, you know, I'm with you. Like, that, the effort was awful by Teddy Bridgewater. Embarrassing, unacceptable. Put any, you know, whatever term you want to put on it. It can't be. It's just is one of those things that can't be. But I keep looking at this organization in general, James, and at some point, don't you have to do something? I mean, this is, how many times have you been blown out? How many times, not even blown out, how many times have you been non-competitive?
Yeah.
So this season right now, you played the Raiders. You were non-competitive in that game. You played the Cleveland Browns. You got thumped by their JV team. And I know the score makes it look palatable, but it wasn't palatable at all. And then this game, did you not know they were going to run the zone read? Did you not know their quarterback was going to take off? You made a guy from practice squad in Jordan Howard. You made a guy from practice squad who was relevant, oh, I don't know, 6 years ago. You tried to send him to the Pro Bowl. At what point do you say enough is enough and you make the requisite changes on the staff?
Oh, I think you have to. It's just we see the same thing over and over and over again, and I don't want to hear about injuries, and they do have a ton of injuries now, and I don't want to hear about COVID issues and you didn't have Pat Shurmur. I get all that. That's true, but we've seen these same things for the last 2.5 years. When they're healthy, when all the coaches are there, it's the same exact thing, so you can't use that as an excuse. And yesterday, they're down 20-10 at halftime. They drive right down the field to start the second half, stall, and have to settle for a 22-yard field goal. A 22-yard field goal, and they get it blocked. Like, the fact that they haven't made a change with their special teams coordinator just shows that, hey, you know what? It doesn't matter down there. Like, is it all Tom McMahon's fault? Probably not, but at some point, you have to send a message that it's unacceptable, and they have a bad special teams play, a killer special teams play, week after week after week. So it's that old saying, right? If you're not coaching it, you're allowing it, and it continues to happen down there. And it's a team that, man, when they came out and settled on their final 53-man roster, it was George Payton saying a half a dozen times at least that they made decisions based on special teams. So they blamed it on the players. They blamed it on the personnel, and we're still seeing the same results. It is embarrassing, and the fact that they haven't made any changes and they just accept it, Stink, I think that's the most embarrassing thing of all.
All right, great content all week long at DenverFan.com. James Merrillat, king of his domain. Thank you, James.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right, James Merrillat joining us there. Coming up next, why Vic Fangio looks even more foolish after this loss. Tell you why. Next, Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.